Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 246. Don't build your personal brand, build your personal mission. And this is coming off of probably over a dozen conversations I have had with creatives, entrepreneurs, artists, business owners, teachers, consultants, CEOs, parents, you know, people wanting to build, they're building something on and they're trying to communicate it to the world. Right. And obviously in this world, we're going to be talking about social media and the internet, because we know that that's the way you reach people faster than ever before. And each of these people were asking me, like, well, how do you do it with social media? How do you do it with the internet? How do you do it with all these different things? Now, yes, some of it comes natural, but also I have been in and around the internet game for about 25 plus years. But there's still much of what I've learned has also really come from the last so many years. Right. But so I always get asked about how did you grow? How did you this, you know, and often what I heard from all of these individuals was any one of the following, and maybe you're experiencing the same: overwhelm, burnout, not sure if this is the right direction, not sure whether this is worth the time, not sure whether this is worth it at all. Thinking about making more time, thinking about completely quitting from it altogether, complete overwhelm, you know, but there's other more responsible things that I need to be doing. I don't really like that I have to do this. I've been doing it, but I haven't seen any results. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Are they valid for feeling what they're feeling? Yes. What's the difference? And I basically said to them, I said, consistency is much more difficult when you treat everything only like a business. And that seemed to hit them very hard. Consistency can be very difficult when you treat everything only like a business. There are some people out there who are very, very, very gifted at making the business the only thing and being consistent. They'll come to find that they probably have to do some other things later on. But that, I digress. That's not the point. And what I said to them is, I said, the reason why the why is so important, or the bigger vision, the bigger picture, and the embodiment of you as the niche, all of you, and not just like, oh, well, you know, now maybe you're, you know, a potter, and you've got all this pottery that you're, you know, you're trying to promote, and like nobody's really seeing it. And it's like, but go deeper. So maybe while you're doing the pottery, have a conversation and film yourself talking about, like, yeah, you know, when I do this pottery, I find that it drowns out the noise from the outside world. And, you know, in this world, one of the things that, you know, we want more than ever is we want clarity, we want time with ourselves, we want peace, so we can, you know, all these other things, right? And it's funny, this one individual was like, wow, like, I hadn't thought about that. And I was like, because when you're making it about like, oh, well, I'm going to show doing the pottery, or I'm going to just put up the finished design and then say, you know, look what I did. And so there's conflicting information in here, in that we are supposed to promote ourselves. We are supposed to promote ourselves in everything that we are doing on an ongoing basis. I do it every day, always, for the things I love, that I'm building, that I'm creating, that I'm doing. Always. I am proud of my work. But the work is tied to a bigger mission, and the mission is in service to all of you. So do you see why it becomes easier to promote something that I'm proud of, but at the same time, the way I've built it is it's in service to you in some way. And so this one particular person, he understood that. He was like, you know, because he does like a lot of really, really cool sculptures and things like that. And, you know, so he understood that. And, you know, he was like, but okay, what if I need to know more of like my own mission then? I said, yeah, you do. You know, and this is why, when you begin to understand why these things are important to you, or how you want to live your life in a way that shows the world some aspect that maybe they can take in a piece of value for themselves, right? You're leading by example. And, you know, so we started having this conversation. I asked him, I was like, what are all the things that like really light you up? And I was like, forget you trying to build a business and your art and all this stuff. I'm like, what are all the things that just light you up? And, you know, you started talking about all these different areas and things with like with certain values and certain organizations and why that those organizations were so important, et cetera. And I was like, you know, yeah, see, so these aren't things that you're talking about on your account, on your profile. And he's like, yeah, but who wants to hear that? I'm like, the people who want to buy from you or support your art, that you're actually also helping them. I'm like, I didn't know that some of the proceeds were going to, you know, help some of these organizations, or that, you know, art and creativity were so important to the development of these children in these different schools that you're trying to help. You get what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, see, it's all interlinked. The niche is you is that concept. And you're building on a mission, a personal mission of, you know, bringing more creativity into the world for, you know, a future of ethical innovation. You know, I mean, how amazing is this, right? So I'm obviously paraphrasing a little bit, but because it was, you know, it was a different conversation, but you get the idea of what I'm saying. So it's like, don't build your personal brand, build your personal mission. Because what was happening too is that you just get very tired. And you, by the way, even in building your personal mission, I'm going to tell you right now, I have days that I'm exhausted. I am absolutely exhausted. I was exhausted doing this tonight, this podcast. I was exhausted yesterday after everything that happened with my laptop, and I still got an episode done. And I was thinking about it afterwards, after I uploaded the episode for all of you guys to get it for today. I had like a moment where it really touched my soul, and I was like, wow, I'm for the mission so much that it by any means did I get this done, you know? And it wasn't anything I wanted to quit from, or that I even felt like an alternative option of like not getting it done. And I knew somehow it would get done. It just felt like, no, that's like Kobe Bryant 3 a.m. on the basketball court. Like, I just had to be there, and I knew I would, no matter what. It's part of a personal mission. So don't build your personal brand, build your personal mission. You won't want to quit from it. And you'll find that the things that you're naturally talking about offline, you can so easily do online. You just have to get over the fear of, you know, that what people will think, or that it's not perfect when you launch it. I mean, I talk about this all the time. If it's never perfect, just publish it. I make mistakes in my stuff all the time. Do you guys care? No, you guys love that I, you know, still showed up. I was like, hey, you know, and the mistakes, check this out. Here's how good this is. The mistakes are so beautiful and artistic. Let me tell you how. I had a post on Instagram that said, publish your rough drafts, basically. You know, don't be scared to publish your rough drafts. The word rough actually had a typo in it, R-O-U-G-H, and it had a T on the end. And I was laughing later on. I didn't see it right away, by the way. A subscriber of the account saw it and said, was that on purpose? And I'm like, no, but it works perfectly. What great art. Share your rough drafts. And rough is spelled wrong. Like, how artistic is that? I mean, for me, I, you know, and I didn't care. It didn't bother me that perfectionism didn't come in or anything. I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Because was the message important? Yes. Did it actually show me some new art? Yes. Did I get to connect with a person, a random person? I have no idea who he was, but he let me know. And he loved that I acknowledged it. And then we both laughed on the wall in front of everybody like, yeah, you're right. It does work. You know what I mean? Here's 5 points I want to bring up real quick about not necessarily building your personal brand, but building your personal mission. Instead, number one, a brand you can quit from, a mission is forever. A brand you can quit from, a mission is forever. While you are here, you are on a mission. It's okay if you don't know what it is. It's okay if you're still trying to figure it out. You will be figuring out all the details for your entire life should you choose to be responsible and accountable to learning what that mission is and then carrying out that mission all the way through. A brand you can quit from. A mission is forever. And I think that when you figure that part out, it won't be as hard when you are burnt out. Yeah, you may want to rest, but you won't feel like quitting. I don't do social media as a way to, you know, simply just build brands. I do it to be a part of my personal mission to, you know, to bring a certain value and message to the world. Yeah, I would never quit that, ever. A brand you can quit from, a mission is forever. By the way, full disclaimer here real quick. It's okay if you've been doing something that maybe you were doing for the wrong reasons and you were creating a brand and that really doesn't resonate with you and you want to quit from that, fine, that's okay. That's self-awareness and observation, self-observation. That's fine. That's honesty. You can quit from something that does not resonate with you and maybe you've done for the wrong reasons or maybe that season has passed. That is fine. That own that. Then work harder on the mission. Because that's forever. Number two, everything is oversaturated except the truth. I love this one. This one comes from Zach Pograb. I was reading his 10 Bullets newsletter. Everything is oversaturated except the truth. What do I mean by that? Now I'm going to put my own, you know, interpretation on that. But what does he mean by that? But I'm going to put my own interpretation. Everything is oversaturated except the truth. There is no shortage of needing the truth and your authenticity. And no matter what discipline you go into, millions of people are doing that discipline, but your soul and how you do it and what you're born to do and the gifts in which you deliver it, your truth, that is the most needed thing. There will never be an oversaturation of truth. In fact, there will always be a huge demand and a very steady supply and demand curve. There is a need for a heavy supply of a demanded truth. Number three, if you treat something only like a job, then what's the point? That'll make you read. You'll have to read that one again or hear that one again. If you treat something only like a job, then what's the point? You'll miss the whole experience of being here. I'm just trying to have the conversation that a personal brand, while yes, from the business side, makes sense. I am a businessman, so I absolutely agree and understand that a personal brand allows you to do, especially as it grows, an immense number of different things. However, we're more than just building a personal brand. We're building a mission, a life, a way of being, a way of doing, a way of looking at things, a way of providing value, multiple ways of providing value. It's not just a job. We are here for more than a job. We are here to be the light. We are light givers, light bearers, light providers, value givers. And, you know, any person, no matter what season you are in, you're thinking like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my value is. I don't know what. Then get to know it. You've clearly given at least one person in your lifetime enough attention to, you know, hear them out, help them out. Give to them freely anything that they needed or time, advice, or anything. Like, do the same for yourself. Be innately curious about who you are in this world and what you are supposed to do. And then spend the rest of your life doing that. If you treat something only like a job, then what's the whole point of being here? You will miss the whole experience. Number four, if you want people to hear you, show them with your actions. Go first and others will follow. When I see people building a personal brand and they're talking about all these different things to consider, show them. So I love talking about the niche is you and everything that comes with that. I write, I podcast, I design, I edit, I publish, I do media, I show how I create it, I show my processes. I could show the process a little bit more. I'm working on that. But I show the processes. You know, I created the whole Right Design Build is basically my entire process for how I do all this stuff. But if you want people to hear you, show them with your actions. And so whenever I see personal brands tell everybody what to do, and I'm like, well, you know, like, well, here, this goes to point number five. You can tell anybody what to do, but everyone will only understand when they see you do it. You can tell anyone what to do, but everyone will understand when they see you do it. So, and you'll do it consistently and even more so when it's part of your mission. That's why, like, the best thing a coach or a consultant can do, I was a consultant for many years. I still kind of am a consultant in some ways. You know, I definitely with some private clients or some brands, and they call me in and whatnot. But as a coaching consultant, it's like, you know why some accounts online do so well, and it's easy for them to sell their services or their products or whatever? It's because they're just doing and living and breathing and sleeping the thing that they love. And then for those that want to learn from them because they've seen them do it, are like, hey, like, what do you have? Like, and then a lot of times some of those people are like, oh, let me create something for you guys. And that becomes what they also earn off of. You know, when you're living your mission, the world will ask you a lot of great questions that will give you your next answers. They'll give you your next business, your next income, your next artwork, your next ideas, your next, they'll give you everything. So you can tell anyone what to do, but everyone will understand when they see you do it. If you want people to hear you, show them with your actions. Don't build your personal brand, build your personal mission. The brand is a subcategory of your life. Let your life be the brand. Let your life be the resume. I appreciate you guys tuning in to every single episode. Thank you. Check out the show notes for all applicable links, related podcast episodes. There's the creator community that's growing in there. There is, which we now are using an app, by the way, as well. So we have our desktop and our app version. It's amazing. Please also check out the Clarity Workshop, Write, Design, Build. If you're looking how to do like all of this stuff in the digital world, I got you. And, you know, I'm happy to help you through the coursework. And I just appreciate you guys overall. Thank you for constantly tuning in. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. Apparel is dropping soon. I appreciate all of you guys for tuning in to every single episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.